students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Here in this scrum of people, Justin Bieber, he turned himself into Toronto police this evening to face an assault charge. The pop star was booked in connection with an encounter with a limo driver last month. This is a 19-year-old and his arrest. It's a second arrest in a week. Bieber was jailed in Miami last week. Police say he was drag racing in that case. He faces DUI, resisting arrest, and driving with an expired license. More than 100,000 people signed a petition to the White House to deport Justin Bieber and revoke his green card. That would mean that he couldn't come back to the U.S. The petition was created on the White House's We the People site. It promises if at least 100,000 people sign any given petition, no matter what the issue, the White House will respond officially.
Why? Let me be clear to you. You have to do that to me again.
Yeah. What are they? How are they going to respond to that? Jeez. Propaganda after propaganda story, and there's just so much of it out there. Free energy. Brother Mark Passio has a great talk on the web. By the way, he's going to be coming on as a guest. Mark delivered a talk at the second annual Tesla Memorial Conference in New York this past January. Oh, wait, I guess it still is January. Almost August. I mean, February. Almost August. Jeez. It's been a long day. TGIF, folks. TGIF. Hey, open lines, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I do want to hear from you. Here's your chance to jump on. No guest. Just you and I. So. Got lots of calls last night wanting to talk with the professor. Maybe we should call him and see how it went. Should we? I don't know. Maybe my producer says yes. You missed last night's show. You would have got a kick out of it. It was my former college professor on, who's an Obama-supporting, vaccine-loving intellectual. At least that's how he presents himself anyways. So, there you go. Guest suggestions. If you have any, feel free to send them my way. We'd love to hear who you think should be heard on the airwaves here. I am open to suggestion. And you can do so by emailing me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Have you watched this NSA, not NSA, have you watched this Snowden interview yet? The first Snowden TV interview that he has? I watched a bit of it, and I gotta tell you, I'm beginning to think this Snowden guy is a bit disingenuous. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm beginning to think that there's more to that story. Corbett did a piece on this that I want to play for you guys. Any questions? Greenwald, that's Glenn Greenwald, the person who released this story to The Guardian. Any questions, Edward Snowden? And he talks about some very interesting things that I think ought to be presented as a part of this story. You know, we're touting this guy Snowden as a hero and But is there more to this story? This is kind of a lengthy piece, so we'll interrupt it for commercials and callers if we get any. But it's a very interesting story that needs to be told, and James does it real well, so we'll allow him to do so. The Eye Opener. That's the name of his Boiling Frogs Post piece. He does it, I don't know, once a week or so.
Despite what Time magazine would have us believe, there is no doubt that the most influential newsmaker of the year has been Edward Snowden, a former CIA employee and NSA subcontractor who at the age of 29 became the unlikely center of global attention with his release of documents, allegedly detailing the inner workings of various NSA spying programs. Of the many intriguing aspects of this story, by far one of the most frustrating is that, other than a few interviews and press conferences, almost everything we know about Snowden, his motivations, and the documents themselves come from intermediaries who have found themselves in the position of spokespeople on the case. Even such basic questions as how many documents Snowden leaked is still unclear, with various sources listing anything from 10,000 to 1.7 million documents. If details as basic as these vary so widely between sources, how much more opaque are the more difficult questions of Snowden's motivations and intentions, let alone the specifics of any deals he may have made with journalists about how this data was to be disseminated? Questions about the practices of the journalists that Snowden has partnered with arose from the moment that the story broke. According to Washington Post reporter Barton Gellman's own account, he was the first to be contacted with Snowden's information. One of Snowden's conditions for working with Gellman was that the Post agree to publish the full text of the PRISM program presentation, a total of 42 slides, within 72 hours, along with a cryptographic key that Snowden could use to prove to foreign embassies that he was the source of the information.
All right, we'll play more of that in just a moment. This is a very interesting piece that he put together. I think he's presented some puzzle pieces that need to be looked at. But we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll start with Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I listened to your show last night and loved it. I have a question.
You did? Okay. So you don't think it was a waste of our time, huh?
Absolutely not. It you know, it takes all kinds. And I just want to know how old your professor is.
How old is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to say he's in his late 60s, early, mid-60s maybe.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have, you know, and you say your mom would agree with him?
Oh, my mom? Yeah, without a doubt. She's, I take that back. She would agree with him blindly, but she's not as well thought out as he is. She's more concerned about Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Well, I've got the opposite problem. I have two daughters and a son-in-law, and none of them want to hear anything I have to say. Number one, it worries my youngest daughter with a child. And so I really can't say anything without being called a conspiracy theorist. But I've been this way ever since I was probably in my early 30s. I got a petition drive together when they were trying to destroy transformers near our neighborhood that would have released PCBs. And, you know, I read After the Crash of 82 and Planted a Garden. So I've been on this stuff for, well, I'm 67, so I've been on this stuff for a long time. So
you know,
I just wish.
I've gotten a few comments from people, Jan, about my son, who's still very young and it's too early to tell. But I've gotten a few comments that they wouldn't be surprised if he grew up to be a Republican or something like that. So, anyways, Jen, hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and speak with you for a bit longer. We'll also take Richard's calls and your calls as well, 800-313-9443.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
We'll get back to this piece from James Corbett about the legitimacy of the Snowden story and the people behind him that have been pushing this issue. Well, let's take some callers. Anything that's on your mind, I'd love to hear from you. I was talking to Jan, and we were talking about, you know, our situations with family members. And, Jan, family members are sometimes the hardest people to get through to, especially on these sorts of issues. They kind of just see it as, you know, your family, you don't know what you're talking about, so they lose touch. with the fact that a fact's still a fact regardless of who it's coming from. So I think it's very interesting that these sorts of issues come up amongst families. And I don't know, my son might end up growing up to be a young Republican. Who knows? Who knows? So we'll see. But Jan, thank you for the call. We don't choose. At the end of the day, you can take a horse to the water, as they say, but you can't force them to drink. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now and talk to Richard.
Good evening. I'm looking forward to Mark Capasio. I went on his show a couple of times. And what I'd like you to do on that show, this is the challenge, why don't you bring on a person that is like a professor, like your professor, who's steeped in body chemistry and the physiology of digestion, rather than just talk about, you know, general information and what we think is supposed to be. Why don't we get an actual expert on digestion, and that way we can figure out what we're supposed to put in our body for ideal maintenance.
What does that have to do with Mark Passio coming on the show, Richard? As you know, Mark Passio deals with discussing the nature of the occult, their psychopathic perspectives, their tenets of Satanism, and so on and so forth. And yeah, I know he has something to say about diet, but that's not really his expertise. That's just a side tangent that he goes on. So I'm not sure that will be the focus of our show. We'll be talking about New Age BS is probably the main gist of what we'll discuss with him. New Age BS based on his lecture that he gave at the Free Your Mind conference most recently. So you have to wait to tackle that with him perhaps on a different show, but thank you for the suggestion.
Well,
what else is going on with you?
If that's the case, why don't we analyze why we're in the year 2014 and why it started at zero and who chose that?
Yeah. Richard, you're like a broken record, man. You want to come on as a guest sometime and talk about Caesar's Messiah and eating meat with me?
Well, I'd be happy to do that, but why?
Because you're injecting it into every single guest and every show. I mean, I get it, man. Those topics are important to you, and they're interesting to me as well. We'll talk about them. But you don't have to try to stretch things and inject them to every show, you know?
I'm not trying to stretch them. I think we had to start with the beginnings of everything. The beginnings of diet, what we're supposed to eat, and the beginnings of why we're in the situation we're in. You're talking
all right,
about,
well,
you know, the
I promise you we'll have Joe Atwell on. I promise you we'll do more shows on that, on the paleo stuff. You know, we had Nora God Goddess on per your recommendation. I promise we'll do all those shows, all right?
Well, you talk about the Super Bowl. Where did we start with the bread and circuses? Where did that first come from?
I'm waiting for your answer. That was a rhetorical question, right?
No. You know, we've got to start and understand our history. If you don't learn from history, you repeat it. We've been repeating it over and over again,
yeah,
because we never get to the original source of where this
you
all
definitely
started.
Know a thing or two about repeating, man. I hear you.
There you go.
All right. Well, cool. I got it. Will you book Joe Atwell for me? Invite him on the show. Book him.
If I can get a hold of him, I'd be happy to book him. But how do I book him for your show? You're supposed to book him for your show, Daniel.
I am.
I'm thinking. It's your show.
Yeah.
When I talk to him, he talks to me because I ask him questions. I'm assuming for your show, he'll want to talk to you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Richard. Good to hear from you as always. Let's talk to John in Canada now. Hello, John.
Hey, Bob.
How are you, man?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the Snowden thing, and that was regards to the I sent you a email from Yoichi Shimatsu. Did you get that?
This was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it actually was 2 weeks before Christmas.
Let's see here. Joe... What's the email? You don't have to give me the whole thing, but how can I look it up?
No, no. Well, I'll just give you the gist. The gist was that he actually was lured in by, I guess, the services, MI6, MI5, or whatever. And basically, he dumped all his info and then was, scooted off to Russia. And now he's just like a poster boy for, how would you say, the whistleblowers. But he's 2% of what he supposedly stole has been released. Nothing more.
And what you're saying is this is a real Snowden, if you will. This is something that everybody's talking about Snowden, but nobody's talking about this guy.
Well, what's he released, and who has all the information? That's the question I ask.
Right.
And it's the same old, it's the Guardian, it's the New York Times, or whoever that's releasing it.
Sure.
Piecemeal. I mean, okay, put yourself in here. If he was a real guy, and that was you, or if that was me, I would dump every last bit of data onto the internet. I would BCC email everybody that I knew.
That's done for a reason, John. That's done because you want to have it all out there, because if anything happens to you, it validates it. If you have stuff hiding, then there's more of a chance that you're going to be a target and they're going to come after you.
Well, you don't think they're after him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. You would get every last piece out there, but it seems like a little drip, drip, drip filter of all the stuff he's got, and it's very selective, and I don't trust it. If that was me, I would get it all out there, because basically your life is toast. I would get it all out there, dump it on the world, and then let the cards fall where they may. That's just me.
I hear you, John.
So it doesn't smell right. It's the same as the WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. That whole thing was,
sure.
It doesn't smell right. Yeah.
I agree. Anyway. But this piece, I don't know. Have you heard this piece from Corbett yet?
No. I haven't. But
all right. Well, stay tuned, because this is going to put together some puzzle pieces that it's going to lend more credence to what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that piece is by Yoichi Shimatsu, and I sent it to you on the 17th of December.
Okay.
And
I'll try to dig that up.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
I feel bad because I read sometimes emails and whatnot, and I look at them and then I forget about them. I have so many I forget, but I'm glad it reminded me of that. And good stuff. Okay, let's see here. Howard, hold on a second. All right, man. We're gonna come back to you when we get done with this break. I don't want to bring you on and then have to rush off to a break. So hold on. We'll take your call and we'll take more calls as well at 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443, and we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Howard. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Bob. So, I'm Howard from Seattle.
I'm Bob from Florida. Nice to meet you.
Opposite ends of the country. Where I just wanted to heap on some praise here for you. I find your program really interesting, and the way you deal with people on and talking with them is really good. I wanted to also say I just put another $100 donation in the mail for RBN today. I was surprised. I got a box on my front porch with a roll of copper rounds in it for a donation I'd made a couple of weeks ago. And I really appreciate the Republic Broadcasting Network. I get at least $100 value. I don't consider these to be donations. I'm just paying for what I'm receiving. It's not a donation. It's not like, here you are, hope you spend this money on some homeless person or starving person somewhere. To listen to Deanna Spingola in the morning and get all this information about nutrition and health is immensely valuable. to listen to Clint Murchison talk about the law, to listen to other hosts talk about their areas of specialty and interview people and so on. Paul Drochten gives me ideas about money and the value and risk of various types of investments. This is, you know, it's worth $100 a month, and I hope other listeners will think about this when you make a donation, quote, donation, unquote, to public radio. You hardly ever get that value. It's entertaining, but ha, 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 the next day, you know, if you're empty again and you kind of want to be entertained. But if I buy books because I listen to people who are being interviewed on Deanna Spingola's program, and then I learn from those books and I make a big change in my diet or in, you know, my approach to health, that's really valuable. I mean, without your health, you get nothing. So keep up the good work. Keep up the
well, thanks
work.
For that. That's, and, it sounds like you get it, so that's
yeah.
good to know.
And I encourage anyone who's listening, think about what value you get and make that, make, you know, return the value. Just, it's value for value. Thank you.
Right on. I'm glad you get that. All right, well, cool. Good to hear from you, and appreciate all your support. And, yeah, if you're able to donate and you see value in what we do, I could really appreciate it. It's the end of the month, and me personally, I don't receive any of those donations that go to the network or that go, you know, the money that comes from the sponsors. They're just trying to keep the lights on. And I'm trying to do the same. And anyways, BobTuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N.com, right-hand side of the page. You can see a donation tab, or you can PayPal me, TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com, TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. All right, let's talk to Curtis now in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much for taking my call. It's always exciting to be on your radio program.
It's exciting to be on yours. What's on your mind?
Oh, you're too kind. First of all, I wanted to say that I agree with the last caller, and RBN I listen to a lot, and also it's great to donate, and I have donated, and I really appreciate your show and Mike Rivera's show. And getting to Edward Snowden, I think Edward Snowden is an absolute hero of the United States and of the world. Maybe the man of the decade, I don't know. That's kind of huge to say that, but to truly break open this story is fantastic. And when people might say that it's like on purpose or there's some higher powers, I want to say something about there's two types of crazy, wacky conspiracy theories. One is poisoning the well, like to say that we never went to the moon or any, you know, goofy things. That's to poison the well of people like you or Michael Rivera, who actually have truth and expose real government wrongdoing. But there's another type of person who comes up with goofy things like we never went to the moon. And I have a name for it. I think you're going to love this name. I call it Paul Revere Syndrome. They just love to one-up other people. And if what you think starts to sound mainstream, then they've got to be the person delivering this new whopper. This new late-breaking, wow, you've got to hear this secret. It's kind of a combination of secret sharing, gossip, whopper, yarn spinning, and I'm going to call the whole thing Paul Revere Syndrome. And I used to support a person that I still like, but the poor guy has Paul Revere Syndrome so deeply. Every time I read his blog, it's something new. It's just something, it's like you can never be happy thinking you know everything, because he's going to show you that there's lizards everywhere and the earth is hollow. And it's just heartbreaking. But I just thought you might like that. Paul Revere Syndrome, for those who are actually, they're not paid by the government to spoil the well and make you look bad, but it's addicted to telling whoppers. And I guess that's my idea for the night.
All right. I hear you. COINTELPRO. Another way of looking at it. So there you go. Good call, Curtis. All right, we're going to get back to this Snowden thing here in just a second. This piece from James Corbett really puts things into perspective, and I want to play this because I think it's worth listening to. So we're going to listen to that in just a moment after another quick break here coming up. So I don't want to start it and then have to stop it again. In the meantime, we'll take any more phone calls we get, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 43. Do I have any more callers at the moment, Mr. Producer? No? I don't think so. Unless you're answering the phone now. Is our stream up and running? My mother-in-law just messaged me. She can't get it to load. A lot of times people can't get the stream to load and it's their own computers or whatever. We can tell fairly easily if it's our system. Most of the time it's not. But some of the time it is. You know, this is technology, folks. We're bound to have problems here and there. It's just the nature of the beast. So. Anyways. 800-313-9443. I want to get to this James Corbett piece on Snowden. And I don't know if you heard the segment from last hour about the third grade homework saying good citizens are ones that don't argue. Well, I guess I'm a really bad citizen because I like to argue. I like to argue whether or not something's the case. I like to argue when I see stories like an 11-year-old girl banned from selling cupcakes. Yeah, that's right. You all heard about the lemonade stands that were shut down by some sort of bureaucrat? Oh, this is in that same sort of vein. An 11-year-old girl banned from selling cupcakes. The little girl, whose name I won't mention, must have thought that this was still the nation that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson once founded, at least if you buy into the history and the legacy. An 11-year-old girl from Illinois got a dose of regulations American style this week when the local government officials shut down her cupcake business. She's from Troy. She got the front page treatment from her local newspaper, which featured how well her business, Hey Cupcake, was doing. By all accounts, it was a successful little enterprise. Chloe was getting $10 for a dozen cupcakes and two for a specialty cupcake. She even donated her cupcakes when a boy in her school, fighting cancer, held a fundraiser. So what did they do to shut her down? Well, turns out that she didn't have a permit to sell cupcakes and her kitchen was not licensed. Yeah. Again, 11 years old. 11 years old. Can we do anything without the nanny state intervention anymore? It really has gotten out of hand. And I see stories like this, and I'm reminded of that fact, and it irks me like you wouldn't believe. Or maybe you do believe, because you're listening and you get how this kind of stuff can really irk a lover of liberty. Get out of my life. My 11-year-old wants to sell cupcakes. Let her. But Bob, regulations protect for people from this and it's blah, blah, blah. Oh, jeez. All right, quick break and we'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Beyond Snowden, James Corbett reports.
According to Gelman, when he could not promise to meet that demand, Snowden turned to Greenwald and The Guardian. Although several conflicting accounts of Snowden's early efforts to reach out to reporters have since been forwarded, it is interesting to note that The Guardian did not meet these demands either, publishing only 4 of the 41 PRISM slides. It wasn't until October of this year that Le Monde published several more slides from the presentation, but to this day the full presentation has still not been released to the public, apparently in contradiction to Gelman's account of Snowden's intentions. In fact, similar questions surround the ongoing release of Snowden's documents. Who is deciding what documents to release and what documents to redact? Is there a time frame for the release of specific pieces of information? And if so, is the schedule being kept? Did Snowden himself have demands in regards to the release of these documents? Or, after demanding a certain time frame and method for release of the PRISM documents and finding that none of his journalist contacts would fulfill that agreement, did he merely hand over his entire document cache to them to release as they see fit? Again, we only have the word of the journalists themselves to answer these questions, meaning that we have no definitive answer at all. However, revelations continue to emerge about what is and what is not being published by the media partners who have acquired possession of these documents.
We continue to publish stuff, but it's about 1% of what we were given.
As far as I can see, you've had 58,000 files, so you're telling this committee that only 1% of the information in those files has now gone public?
Yes.
After 6 months of reporting on the story, The Guardian has so far only published 1% of the files in its possession. According to a rough estimate published on Cryptome.org in November of this year, out of a reported 50,000 pages, or files, not clear which, about 514 pages, 1%, have been released over 5 months, beginning June 5th, 2013. At this rate, 100 pages per month, it will take 42 years for full release. Snowden will be 72 years old. His reporters hoarding secrets, all dead. Is this really what Snowden, or even the journalists themselves, intended to happen with this treasure trove of information? Can the glacial pace at which the documents are being released be justified by the state of disorganization or confusion that the massive data dump has caused for the story's reporters? Not according to Glenn Greenwald. Back in June, shortly after the initial reporting on the Snowden story and the prison program, Greenwald told BuzzFeed that the documents had been beautifully organized, almost to a scary degree. He then went on to imply that his reporting on the story would be over in a matter of months, telling journalist Jessica Testa, "If I'm still working on these stories a year from now, I'll probably be in an asylum somewhere." So what changed? Why are we now 6 months into the Snowden story, and the public has still only seen 1% of the documents in question, or less, depending on how many documents there actually are? Has something come along in the meantime to persuade the crusading journalists who are so fearlessly reporting on this story to slow down and draw out their reporting? In mid-July of this year, just weeks after telling BuzzFeed that he was planning to finish his reporting on Snowden within the year, it was announced that he had signed a book deal with Metropolitan Books, a subsidiary of Henry Holt & Co., for an undisclosed sum. Although Greenwald's defenders bristled at the suggestion that the journalist is holding back documents from the public so he can sell them to the publisher, this aspect of the book deal is not even controversial. At the time of the announcement, Metropolitan Books promised that it would contain new revelations exposing the extraordinary cooperation of private industry with the U.S. intelligence community. In a recent Reuters article, Greenwald was even more specific. "The book is about my time with Snowden in Hong Kong and reporting the story, but mostly about the surveillance state based on the documents I have, that The Guardian doesn't, and my reasons why the surveillance state is menacing," he said in the Reuters piece. A bidding war is now taking place for the movie rights to the book, with the New York Times reporting that 20th Century Fox, Sony Pictures Entertainment, and HBO are all bidding on the project, although Greenwald assures Reuters that no deal has been struck yet. But for those who are concerned about the fact that Greenwald is hoarding documents in order to entice publishers and movie producers to bid up his projects, more concerning still are details of the new journalism venture that he is entering into with billionaire eBay magnate Pierre Omidyar.
Glenn Greenwald has been a lightning rod for controversy since he obtained those secret NSA documents from Ed Snowden and published some of them in The Guardian. Now he's launching a media company backed by wealthy eBay founder Pierre Omidyar, and running into harsh criticism from those who believe he is unfairly profiting from his access to Snowden.
Alan Rusbridger said they've perhaps released 1% of the information that Snowden got. Will you be releasing more of that?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, just to answer your initial question, Pierre, Laura, Glenn, and I started having a series of conversations, communications several months ago. Glenn and Laura and I were already talking about creating some kind of a news site that we were going to use, not necessarily to replace what we do in our normal journalistic lives, but an additional outlet. And we were going to do a Kickstarter campaign, basically beg for money and maybe try to hire one or two young journalists who would work with us on it. And at that sort of moment, I was in Rio discussing this with Glenn, and then we get this email from a mutual friend of Glenn's and Pierre, basically saying that Pierre, you know, is working on starting this new news organization and wants to talk to you about possibly contributing. And that sort of kicked off this process then, where it was clear that Pierre's goal with this, which was to build a news organization that would have an inherently adversarial posture toward the state and those in power, was in line with what we wanted to do. And, in a million years, if you had told me a year ago, "Oh, you'll be working on a project with the founder of eBay," I think I would have laughed, because it would be sort of antithetical to everything I think would happen.
But the question is again raised. If Greenwald has continued to hold back documents from The Guardian and other outlets for his own personal use, did he use the allure of those documents as bait to attract Omidyar's investment? Is he, in fact, selling Snowden's leaked documents to a billionaire? At this point, we have only speculation to go on. Very few details of Greenwald's agreement with Omidyar have been so far presented to the public, and unless some insider is to come forward with a leak, speculation of the specifics of their business partnership remain in the realm of speculation. But we do know that at the end of September, Greenwald and Scahill revealed that they were working on a groundbreaking story containing new details on the NSA's role in the U.S. assassination program, gleaned from Greenwald's private stash of Snowden documents.
Still teaming up to take down the NSA, journalists Glenn Greenwald and Jeremy Scahill have announced that they are working together to prepare a report on the National Security Agency's role in the so-called U.S. assassination program. Speaking to moviegoers at the Rio Film Festival in Brazil, Scahill announced the partnership and provided some details on the new project. However, neither Scahill nor Greenwald provided any evidence to support claims of the existence of the assassination programs or the NSA's role in it. So far, anyway.
2 weeks later, the $250 million deal with Omidyar was announced and talk of the assassination program exposé stopped. 3 months later, no further details have been released about the story and whether or not it will appear as one of the first big ventures on Omidyar's new news venture. More worrying still is Pierre Omidyar's role in this saga. That this billionaire co-founder of eBay is suddenly so concerned with the state of journalism that he is willing to drop $250 million purchasing the services of the very man who is sitting on a trove of tens of thousands or more NSA documents is odd, especially considering that Omidyar's record on civil liberties and his network's connections to the NSA and Booz Allen Hamilton are enough to raise serious red flags about his new venture. As principal shareholder and chairman of eBay, Omidyar controls eBay's child company, PayPal. PayPal has recently made headlines for prosecuting the so-called PayPal 14, the hacktivists who staged a virtual sit-in in protest of PayPal's decision to cut off WikiLeaks funding by organizing a denial-of-service attack on PayPal's website. PayPal was co-founded by Max Levchin, a dedicated NSA supporter.
So I can't speak for Silicon Valley because I actually have a slightly different view of that specific issue, largely having to do with my immigrant origins. I am probably uncharacteristically pro-national security agencies writ large, and NSA in particular, despite the fact that they would not hire me at some point. I actually wanted to work for the NSA, and I was not a U.S. citizen, and that sort of ended right there.
All right, this full piece is up on my website, bobtuscan.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a list that I update daily. It simply says today's video picks. Today's video picks. Check it out. Want to watch the rest of it, and I highly suggest you do. It's on the website, so there you go. Or listen to the rest of it, rather. Okay, folks, hour number three coming up in just seconds. This ought to be good. We'll get to that when we come back after a quick break. And, yeah, don't go anywhere.
Show.
With financial